Building a portfolio with Fidelity Basket Portfolios is kind of like making a sandwich. It's as simple as picking your stocks and ETFs, sort of like your meats and other toppings, and managing it as one big, juicy investment. Mmm, now that's pretty good. Learn more at fidelity.com/baskets. Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC. Member NYSE SIPC.
Imagine you're on a John Deere mower with a smooth ride, intuitive controls, and attachments for every season. You just have to get in the seat. Learn more at johndeere.com/get in the seat or visit a dealer near you.
Hi, everyone, and thanks for joining me on the Money Girl podcast. My name is Laura Adams. I'm a personal finance expert and author of multiple books. I love helping you stay on top of your finances and get your questions answered. You can learn more about me and the tools I recommend at lauradadams.com. Retirement plans were designed to help you save money faster and give you more to spend in retirement because they come loaded with money-saving tax benefits. But that's also why they can be complicated. They come with very strict rules created by the IRS. I recently received some smart, interesting questions about retirement plans that I want to answer for you this week. You'll find out how getting a divorce affects different types of retirement accounts, what to do if something about your workplace plan just doesn't seem right, and how to wisely manage a Roth conversion. All right, let's get started with question number one. This one comes from Renee, who asks, I'm wondering what happens to your retirement account if you get a divorce. I'm not married yet, but will be in the not-too-distant future and have never heard this topic discussed before. Does your retirement account stand alone or get divided up in a divorce? Thanks, Renee. I'm a little concerned that you're already thinking about divorce before you're even married, but nevertheless, thank you for sending in the question. It's a good one. The rules for splitting up assets in a divorce depend on whether they're considered separate or marital property. For instance, if you already have money in a 401k and then get married, it would be considered separate property that you don't have to divide. However, in some states, any increase in the value of separate property during a marriage could also be considered marital property. Yes, it's confusing. All income and assets acquired by either spouse during a marriage are usually considered marital property, no matter whose name is on a piece of property or an account. Whether a split is 50-50 or some other percentage depends on the state where you live and many other factors about your marriage. So be sure to consult a divorce attorney if you're in this situation. But let's assume that your retirement assets were built during your marriage and could be divided in a divorce. The process to split up your retirement funds depends on the type of account you have, so whether it's a workplace plan or an IRA. And by the way, if you'd like some clarification on the differences between the accounts that I'm talking about in this show, like 401k, IRA, traditional, and Roth versions, I created a free one-page PDF download that shows you all the rules. You can get it. I call it the Retirement Account Comparison Chart. It's in the notes for this show on the Money Girl page at quickanddirtytips.com, or you can text me. Text the word RETIRE to the number 33444, and I'll send you your retirement account comparison chart. So let's say you've got a workplace plan. This might include a 401k, a 403b, or a pension. Those are going to be covered by a federal law called the Employee Retirement Income Security Act, or ERISA for short. If your divorce settlement says you're obligated to split up a workplace plan, a court must order a legal document called a Qualified Domestic Relations Order, or QDRO. It tells your retirement plan administrator how much to pay out to the receiving spouse. Typically, amounts you take out of a retirement account before you reach the official retirement age of 59 and a half are subject to income tax, plus a 10% early withdrawal penalty. However, having a QDRO allows funds to be withdrawn without penalty, as long as they're rolled over into another retirement account, like an IRA. But if the receiving spouse cashes out the funds, He or she will be subject to income tax, but not to an early withdrawal penalty. Now, the other type of account you might have is an individual retirement account. So these are things like a traditional IRA, a Roth IRA, or a SEP IRA. In that case, state law applies, not federal law. So in that case, you don't need a QDRO, but instead you need a divorce decree that authorizes an action called a transfer incident to a divorce. That specific language allows an IRA administrator or custodian to transfer all or just a portion of the account to the receiving spouse. Just like with a workplace plan, if the new owner rolls over funds into a new or an existing retirement account, there's no tax or early withdrawal penalty due. Once a receiving spouse receives retirement assets, he or she has sole responsibility for future tax consequences, not the original owner. And by the way, after you send or receive retirement assets to an ex-spouse, make sure you update the beneficiaries listed on your account, plus the beneficiaries on any other financial assets and insurance policies that you might own. Okay, moving on to question number two. This one comes from April. She says, "My employer offers a 401k with matching contributions. However, I'm hesitant to participate because I'm not sure about the wealth management group that provides the plan. For instance, they have a lot of typos on their website and require a temporary username that is my social security number, which just makes me uncomfortable. I do have a Roth IRA that I contribute to regularly. Do you think I'm just being paranoid by not taking advantage of my employer's plan?" April, thanks for this. I would never encourage you to use services or to make investments that your gut is telling you to stay away from. My advice is to have a consultation with your 401k representative from the wealth management group and voice your concerns. If the provider doesn't have good answers to your questions or offer any solutions that put you at ease, then I'd speak to your benefits administrator at work. Let him or her know the reasons why you're backing away from the 401k and recommend that the company make a switch to a more reputable provider. Employers offer retirement benefits to be competitive and to retain good employees. So if they know that you're not happy with the retirement plan, they should be open to considering a change. In the meantime, though, be sure to max out your Roth IRA every year. Your goal should be to save a minimum of 10 to 15% of your gross income for retirement. So I want to make sure that you're doing that even though you're not participating in the plan at work. And our third question comes from John. He says, "I recently completed my doctoral fellowship and will be starting my career as a physician next year. In a few months, my income will go from $55,000 to $250,000. I have a traditional 403b worth $1,500 and about $20,000 in a pension plan. I'm considering rolling them over into a Roth IRA. However, we have no money to pay extra taxes this year. Would the tax be automatically deducted, or would we have to pay more tax in April?"
Hi, it's Martha Stewart. You know, I spend a lot of time thinking about dirt. At 3 a.m., at all hours of the day, really. What people don't know is that not all dirt is the same. You need dirt with the right kind of nutrients. New Miracle-Gro organic raised bed and garden soil is so dense, so full of nutrient-rich, high-quality ingredients. Miracle-Gro is simply the best.
Money Girl is sponsored by Claritin. If you're like me and you suffer from allergies, you know this time of year can be pretty rough. There's a lot of sneezing, itchy eyes, congestion, and they can really hold you back from living the life you want to live. Luckily, for those with allergies, you can live Claritin Clear with Claritin D. This is a product designed for serious allergy sufferers. It's got two ingredients in one pill that relieve allergy symptoms and decongest your nose so you can breathe better. This double action combo of prescription strength allergy medicine and the best decongestant relieves all the symptoms that you suffer. And what I love about Claritin D is that it starts working in as little as 30 minutes. Plus, it's non-drowsy, so you can still make the most of your day. I can take Claritin D and then get on the mic and record a podcast without being too congested. Fast and powerful relief is just a quick trip away. Find Claritin D at the pharmacy counter. Ask for Claritin D at your local pharmacy counter. You don't even need a prescription. Go to Claritin.com right now for a discount so you can live Claritin clear. Use as directed.
Buying a Master Mechanics tool set usually means high prices, higher interest rates, and who knows how many years of monthly payments. But at GearWrench, we don't believe that your tools should take years and years to pay for. So check out Mega Mod Master Sets, the Master Mechanics tool sets that deliver pro-quality tools, organized storage solutions, an easy-to-use lifetime warranty, and much, much more. All for thousands less than you'd expect. So don't wait. Explore the sets and check availability now. Only at GearWrench.com.
As John mentions, converting traditional retirement funds into a Roth IRA triggers taxes. That's because traditional accounts are funded with pre-tax dollars, and Roth accounts can only have after-tax dollars. The benefit to having a Roth is that after you pay tax up front, you never pay tax on contributions or earnings in the account again. Unlike a traditional retirement account, when you take withdrawals from a Roth to spend in retirement, they're completely tax-free. That can give you huge tax savings. There are some other nice benefits to a Roth IRA as well, such as being able to make contributions at any age and never having to take minimum distributions in retirement. But the downside to a Roth IRA is that when your income exceeds certain limits, you're not allowed to contribute to it. In other words, if you're a high earner, like John will be, you can own a Roth IRA and let it grow on a tax-free basis indefinitely, but you can't add additional funds to the account. For 2015, the income cutoff for a Roth IRA, if you're married and file taxes jointly, is $193,000. If you're single, the income limit is $131,000. Since John will earn $250,000 next year, he can have a Roth IRA, but he won't be eligible to contribute to it. Regardless of your income, you can convert a traditional retirement account into a Roth IRA by simply paying income tax on the account balance. But since that can be a really big tax bill, I generally don't recommend it. However, since John's income is about to go up substantially, this is an ideal time for him to do a Roth conversion. He's earning $55,000 now, which puts him in a much lower tax bracket than he'll be in next year or likely ever again in his life. So converting sooner rather than later will save him a heap of taxes. But I don't recommend tapping a retirement account to cover the taxes on a Roth conversion. As I mentioned, early withdrawals are subject to both income tax and an additional 10% penalty if you're younger than age 59 and a half. Making an early withdrawal is just too expensive. And it also puts a huge dent in your potential future gains in the account. Tax on John's 2015 Roth conversion would be due next year. They'd be due on April 15th of 2016. To find out how much he'd owe, he should ask his retirement account custodian or a tax accountant. Since John will have much more income soon, I'd recommend that he do a 2015 Roth conversion and begin saving for the taxes right away. If for some reason he can't come up with enough cash by mid-April, he could always reverse the conversion, which is called a recharacterization. A recharacterization could be completed anytime before October 15th, 2016. It could apply to all or even just a portion of what he converted into a Roth. Doing a partial conversion means that he'd have a smaller tax liability. I want to thank Renee, April, and John for these terrific questions. I hope the answers will help you and everyone listening. From time to time, I hear from people who enjoy the show but are not subscribed. Subscribing is free on many apps of your choice, like iTunes, Stitcher, or SoundCloud. If you're on Android, there's Podcast Addict or Beyond Pod. These apps make sure you never miss a weekly episode, so give them a try. To keep the money conversation going with a really great community, I want to invite you to join my private Facebook group called Dominate Your Dollars. I'm in the group commenting and answering questions as often as I can. To request an invitation, visit Dominate Your Dollars on Facebook, or you can send me a text message right now. Just text the word dollars to the number 33444. Again, text dollars to the number 33444. I hope to see you in the group. That's all for now. I'll talk to you next week, courtesy of Money Girl, your guide to a richer life.
Here you are, BPMs high, sweat dripping, body moving, tongue panting. You're working hard, real hard, and you're thirsty. You need vitamins, nutrients for peak performance and energy.
And your plants do too.
Aww.
I mean, just look at the little guy. Water-soluble plant food from Miracle-Gro is full of essential nutrients. Just a little scoop into your watering can and boom, instant feeding and bigger, more beautiful plants. It's kind of like a sports drink for your plants. You may have to suffer from heat, but your plants do not.
People today can spend half their lives over 50. So it's good to be financially ready for what's important to you as you get older, like a family vacation.
Cannonball!
Or starting your dream business.
Welcome to Connie's Coffee. How may I help you?
AARP's trusted financial tools can help you plan for whatever your future holds. That's why the younger you are, the more you need AARP. Start planning today at aarp.org/moneytools.